From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. American forces are leaving Afghanistan, and the plan is for the vast majority to be out by the end of 2014. So right now, to get ready for that day, Americans are relying on Afghan forces to take the lead on missions. NPR's Tom Bowman went along with Afghans and Americans on patrol. The troops were heading for a village in the eastern Wardak province and looking for new ways to stop the Taliban.
All right, let's roll.
There's just a sliver of light in the eastern sky as a patrol leaves the American compound through a thick metal door. They scamper across Highway 2, a narrow asphalt road that leads to Kabul, just an hour's drive away, if not for the war. They cross an old graveyard and head toward the silhouette of a tree line, all seen through the eerie green glow of night vision goggles.
It's pretty dark out right now. It's kind of a weird hour.
They're heading to the village of Kassan, less than a mile away in the darkness. Taliban fighters cross the nearby mountain passes at night, slip into the villages, and plan attacks that target Kabul. So the mission today is to shore up the defenses, working with the Afghan local police, sort of an armed neighborhood watch. And who's on point today?
You have Afghan National Army Special Forces.
In the lead?
Yep.
That's the American Green Beret captain. For security reasons, we can't use his name. It's his job to advise the Afghan forces, and it's the Afghan Special Forces, Captain Nazir, Sergeant Hadi, and their team, who are taking the lead today. Sergeant Hadi is skinny, with a scruffy beard and a wad of tobacco wedged in his lower lip. 2 months ago, his quick action helped save the lives of Americans and Afghans. Sergeant Hadi stops next to a river just before the patrol crosses into the village.
When the Americans leave, do you think you'll be ready to take charge of all of this, take charge of security?
Yeah, we all have it ready. Look, my weapons is every same. Laser, scope, we are good in here.
Same weapons, we're good. Sergeant Hadi is among the most highly skilled Afghan soldiers. He serves in one of 24 Afghan Special Forces teams in eastern Afghanistan. The Americans want to train 6 more teams.
I'm lucky because the guys I'm working with are doing the right thing, but there may be other areas that aren't as lucky as me for sure.
Still, they're a small fraction of an Afghan army that's still spotty in its performance. Some Afghan army units are aggressive, others just hunker down, or worse, make truces with the Taliban to avoid fighting.
I've been on dozens of patrols throughout the country with the U.S. forces and the Afghans. This is the first time I've actually seen them in the lead, in the Americans holding back and providing a security perimeter. The last patrol I was on, the Afghans were hanging back, talking on their cell phones, smoking cigarettes, and the Americans had to keep pushing them ahead. And that's not the case this time.
The patrol crosses the river over a concrete bridge and up a flooded dirt road into the village of Kassan. The sun is just coming up. The soldiers find themselves in the middle of a flock of sheep.
They have everything under control. Everything's going smoothly in there. So we're just going to push forward a little bit and see what's going on just so we know what's actually happening.
They walk past mud-walled homes and enter a small square lined with trees. Village elders are preparing for a meeting. Bright red carpets are spread over the earth. The elders, all with turbaned heads and most with white and peppered beards, begin to take a seat on the rugs. The Afghan Special Forces, Captain Nazir and Sergeant Hadi, join the meeting and sit cross-legged among the circle of elders. The meeting is about security. Right now, a half dozen men from this village serve in the Afghan local police. They man checkpoints along Highway 2. They screen for insurgents who might be traveling along the main road. The problem? The Taliban know enough to avoid the checkpoints, so the Afghan Special Forces tell the elders to move a security post inside the village. That would prevent the Taliban from using Kassan as a safe haven. The elders listen without expression. Suddenly, a middle-aged man stands up. He becomes more and more agitated, shouting at the elders, waving his arms.
He's saying, like, Taliban are coming over here, but no one is giving report to the security forces, no one is going to them. Everybody supported the Taliban over here, and the mosque, they are giving them chai and food. They are playing both sides.
This is a central problem. The elders may be providing local men to serve with the police, but they're also working with the Taliban. Captain Nazir, the Afghan commander, tries to reason with the elders, tries to get them to help him.
People here, like, he's telling him, if you provide us the info, then we can do guard for you. You guys just leave, but just provide us the information. Let us know what's going on, what the problem is in the village.
That's the bargain. The government can provide security and protect the village. In exchange, it needs information about what the Taliban is up to. But they're not getting that information. The district chief of police, Lieutenant Colonel Alahuddin, says villagers either support the Taliban or are afraid of them.
He's saying that every single night the Taliban are coming over here, and the people, they are helping the Taliban out. The people over here, they are scared of the Taliban and the government. Whenever it gets dark, their doors are closed and they are inside their houses.
Beginning movement back to VSP Jalrez at this time, over.
The American captain packs up his radio, and the Afghan and American soldiers head back down the flooded road and once again over the bridge. Captain Nazir, the Afghan commander, turns to the Green Beret captain and points to a spot, this very bridge, and tells him of firefights between his team and the Taliban very recently.
He's saying the other night that we went patrol down to the east and we faced two bad guys. We shot at them, they shot at us. He's saying here in this village, they brought them into the mosque, and people take care of them, then they transfer them.
All right, good to know.
And two nights ago, here was an ambush, 20 bad guys over in this area.
Let's keep walking.
They walk back to the base together. Come the fall, the American team will leave and won't be replaced. By the end of the year, Captain Nazir and his Afghan soldiers will be walking this trail alone. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Wardak Province, Afghanistan.
This is NPR News.